Blog Talk Radio.
Daily, go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. But break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. So this is how I have to do it when my hand is messed up, when my fingers messed up. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. You never really realize how important having a finger is until you lose the use of that finger. You don't realize how much it helps you to grip things, hold things, touch things until you can't. Now this cut is actually healing pretty good, but it's hurting. You know, when you start to heal, that's when cuts, bruises, broken bones, that's when they actually start to hurt. So it's like, healing. I'm your host, Son 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. I know that I am. I know I'm not running scam. I know we're going to do this thing. Goddamn. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on? My brother, things are coming on through. It's a good thing to see my eyes on you, we crew.
So today we're talking about the way your friends see you and the way your enemies see you. Is there a big gap? Is there a big vision gap? Is there a big perspective gap? Is there a big personality gap? Is there a big opinion gap between the way that people who like you see you and the way that people, we ain't even going to say people who don't like you. We ain't even going to say people who are indifferent towards you. We talking about people who straight up and down don't like you. They ain't on your team. They ain't feeling you. They ain't feeling you. They are nowhere near on your side, on your team, down with you. They don't want to see you succeed. They rather see you bleed. They rather see you uptown, laying on the ground with no other friends of help to be found. And they see certain things about you from a certain perspective. They see things in a certain kind of way. For example, like the example I gave in the description. You know, let's say that you're a drinker. You like to get your drink on. You don't drink a lot, at least in your opinion, you don't. You drink with friends. You go out. You have a good time. You party up, turn up, have a good time with your friends. Maybe you do it on the weekends. Maybe you do it a little bit throughout the week. But whatever it is, you drink socially, and when you get around your friends, y'all have a lot of fun. That's y'all thing. You know what I mean? That's what y'all do, and you definitely participate. So, you know, your enemies, well, your friends look at it like, yeah, you know what I mean? Charlie Good Times is coming through. We gonna go to our usual spot, or maybe a new spot that we don't frequent a lot. And when we go up in there, we're going to share our personality and have some fun and get free. And I'm ordering drinks. And I'm ordering drinks. And I'm ordering drinks. What the fuck did you think? I'm ordering drinks for my peeps and don't sleep. And I got another round. We don't turn nothing down. Yo, what you drinking tonight? Is it feeling good in your cup? Feeling all right? Dude, you got your buzz on? Are you dancing? Are you wallflower? Are you chilling? Or do you do this for hours? So it's not a big deal. You and your friends, you know, you drink, you go out, you have a good time, you have fun. But your enemies might look at you like you ain't nothing but an alcoholic. And all you want to do is party. All you want to do is turn up. All you want to do is get your drink on. Your drink on, your smoke on, your party on. All you do is live for the weekends. All you do is live for the happy hour. All you do is look for the after party. All you do is live for the, you know, just for the thrill. They may see that you have a drinking problem. And here's the thing. They may actually be right. Yeah, they're your enemies, and you probably aren't going to listen to their perspective. Because you figure, like, what do you know about me and what do you care about me? You ain't on my side, so you don't have the right to be judging me. But they may actually be right. You may have a drinking problem. It may be a manageable drinking problem because you're functional. You haven't lost any jobs. You don't drink on the job, you know, but it doesn't mean that you don't have a drinking problem. You may be well on your way to practicing alcoholic behavior. You may be well on your way to doing that. But your friends don't see it that way. Like, he don't drink too much. Or she don't drink too much. That ain't cool. You know, this is our shit. This is what we do. Fuck them haters. Fuck them haters. Fuck them. And your friends might be right, too. So which ones are really right? Which ones are the most right? Who's the most accurate? Is it your friends that say you... is it your friends that tell you turn up, turn up, and turn up again? Or is it enemies say, yo, chill, please? Which one is it, y'all? Well, it's hard to say. But one thing is for sure, both parties have their say. Now, some people only listen to the voice of what people who support them say. That's sort of like 45 behavior. You know, Donald Trump only listens to people who will agree with what he wants to do, people who make him feel good, people who reinforce whatever it is that he wants to do, likes to do, and in his opinion, keep a positive outlook on the perspective of him. It's not all the way a bad thing to do. It's not always something that's bad. Sometimes people can see things in you that you may not want to see, or that you may be slow to see, or that you may not see at all. Joe to see. No, I'm just kidding. But when we're talking about the way that your friends see you versus the way that your enemies see you, you know, you're probably going to get a fair amount of objectiveness on both sides, and you're probably going to get a fair amount of subjectiveness on both sides. So what the guan be? Or what do they see? Emily, good looking out on the Instagram side. Good to see you. Let me wave to you. You supporting on two platforms. There you go. But yeah, so the way that your friends see you versus the way that your enemies see you, both of them may have some amount of truth to them. Now, you know, we may submit to the fact or hold the opinion that our haters don't want to see us shine. They don't want to see us do well. They don't want to see us doing anything good. So we can't trust their perspective. We can't trust their opinions of us, because they really just want to tear something down. They ain't trying to build nothing. They ain't trying to build nothing with us. They ain't trying to see you looking good. They ain't trying to see you looking all right. They ain't trying to see you with nothing positive. Maybe that's true. And maybe they just look at you through the eyes of truthfulness. Like, maybe you really just aren't all that. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? It's good to see me some. You see, I'm trying to open this shit with two fingers instead of the, because I can't get the, well, maybe I can. Okay, I can. Okay, all right. That didn't put the pain pressure on the finger. My finger fucked up, so it's fucked up. But it's starting to close. So I'm glad to see that I ain't totally unhealthy. It ain't no gangrene going on. I feel like my finger got a fever, though. You know what I mean? You get a cut, a bruise and shit. It feel hot. It actually don't feel no hotter than the other ones, but on the inside, it feels. Interesting thing, though. Speaking of heat, did you know that when you have a swelling, like an eye or whatever, do you know that heat actually heals and cold actually stops the process of healing? So we so busy to run and get a steak, run and get ice, and ice up something that's swelling to stop the swelling. Well, the swelling is really the white blood cells forcing themselves to the injury to heal it. The ice stops you from looking bad and stops the swelling from happening, but it's actually slowing down the healing process. Did you know that? So it's best to apply heat to wherever you have a cut or a bruise or, you know, some kind of laceration. But you'll never see fight doctors or a boxing crew applying heat to their boxer, because if the referee sees that you all swole up and that you all bleeding or whatever, they're going to stop the fight. So they have to make it look like he never laid a glove on you, Rock. He never laid a glove on you. Meanwhile, you'd be real fucked up after the fight. Because you can only hinder the swelling and the healing process for so much. The body automatically does what it needs to do in order to fix you. So, you know, for those of y'all who didn't know that, now you know. Just a little tidbit, just a little jewel, just something that you can use, just a little bit of rules, something to govern your life, something that you can give a little anecdote to. You know who? All right. Damn, Emily says, wait. Ansel says, I don't have enemies, only people I don't disagree with. That's cool. I have enemies. Not a lot, but I have people that I consider to be enemies. And for me, enemies can be a one-way street. Once I say that you're my enemy, you are. I don't need your validation. I don't need you coming around being like, but I don't look at you like that. Oh, I'm like, no, you've done enough for us to be in this position. So we're enemies. Let's be enemies. Remember that child's book? Let's be enemies. Let's be enemies. Let's be enemies. We ain't friends with them. Let's be enemies. Let's be enemies. Yo, you can't get no ends. Don't ask me to borrow. Don't come up rest sorrow when something bad happens in your life. I don't fuck with you or your wife. None of your people's nobody associated with you. And if my crew fucks with you, fuck them too. We enemies. Don't try to get familiar. I ain't down with you. I kill you. I splatter your blood. I spill your fucking milk. I cut you with silk like a worm and give you much harm. I don't give a fuck. Yo, cause for alarm. Okay. Cow Chamber, let me favorita. Cow Chamber, let me favorita is all up in the house. How you doing? You didn't see me, so yeah. Didn't see me, so yeah. Cow Chamber, let me favorita. Whose boss I am. I am Carol's boss and Annette. So if they come through, remember, I run them, especially Carol. Especially Carol. I can't. Me. Oh, boss. Son. Boss. Jefe. Jefe. Emily says, it's hard to tell the difference between my friends and my enemies. Wow. Sometimes you can't tell the difference in friends and enemies. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to misquote you. Sometimes you can't tell the difference. I don't know. I think that you can always tell the difference, especially when it comes to your expectations of both. Some people put lofty expectations on their friends, and when their friends don't measure up or live up to the expectations that people have of them, then they think that they're, well, you ain't my real friend. Like, you don't even know me from a can of paint. You asking me to watch your kids, and what kind of mother are you? To have somebody that you barely know watching your kids. Are you out of your fucking mind? Don't you know kids out here coming up missing and they being sexually assaulted? Not saying that I would ever do that, but why would you trust, put the trust of your precious upcoming loved ones in the care of someone that you don't know very well, or at least in someone that you don't know for sure would take care of them the way that you would take care of them, or even better. Why would you do that? So that's another one of those things that your enemies might look at differently. Like your friends might say, well, you know, she's struggling out here, or he's struggling out here, you know, so, you know, you got to put your trust in somebody. We don't know that the teachers and the NTAs, non-teaching assistants or anything, we don't know if they want to treat our kids right when we send them off to school, but we have to trust that the school will take care of that, and I trust my child to come home and let me know if anything wrong happens to them. But does it always work out that way? You know that it doesn't. You know that it doesn't. So your friends might look at it like, well, yeah, she know her friends well enough to leave her kids with blah, blah, blah. She know her family well enough to leave her kids with blah, blah, blah. But your enemies might be saying, that bitch will leave her kids with anybody. She don't do nothing. But go out, have fun, party or whatever, or she be out looking cleaner than the Board of Health, and her kids walking around here with holes in their pants and their sneakers and bummy and all of that. And she don't take care of them. Her mother take care of them kids. Her mother's the real mother. And y'all know that we all know somebody who fits that criteria. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. I ain't lying. So the difference between your friends, the way your friends see you, and the difference in the way that your enemies see you, there may be some truth on both sides. But are both sides looking at you through the eyes of objectivity, or are they simply and strictly looking at you through subjectivity? So Jones says, when both people back are against the wall, you'll see how deep your friendship is. You'll see how deep is your friendship, or if the person put out their neck. Yeah, I hear you. Put their neck out. I see what you're saying. Hold on. Siobhan Milan coming through. What's going on, Siobhan Milan? How you feeling, Siobhan? Robbie Ming says, Omar, have you put Neosporin on your cut? I put some triple antibiotic ointment on it, but I'm trying to let it breathe, because a lot of times when you bandage your shit up, you know, you keep air from getting in it, and you can actually make it slow down the healing process. So I let it out so, you know, the air and the oxygen can get in it, and then I put the shit on it. But I gotta put the triple antibiotic ointment on there when I know that my hands are going to be free. I got things I got to do today. I do. I have things I have to do today. So I'm going to have to kind of let it run its course. So it's a little bit better than it was. Hold on. It's a little bit better than it was the other day. You see, like, at the top, how it's closing up. You see that? That was open before. So I'm getting better. But as you get better, this shit hurt. I gotta hurt. That's what my niece used to say. She's 23 now. But back then, she used to be like, I gotta hurt. Like, yeah, baby, it's gonna be okay. I got you. Let me kiss the hurt. Let me wrap up the hurt. Let me fix the hurt. My girl, Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Shirley Shaw? How you feeling, Ma? Good to see me, sub you. Thanks for coming on now. I'm glad to see you here. That's without a doubt. Cal Chamberlain saying, no, Omar. Oh, she must be talking about this cut. I know she ain't talking about me not being a boss, because we know. Know that Omar, boss of, she's retired, but I'm the boss. It's all good. It's all love. It is all love. All right. Robbie Mink says, you are Carol and Annette's boss? I am. Ask him. She's done with him. Robin, now you know that's not true. Oh, I see it. You want to keep it on the Liz. You want to keep it on the low? I got you. I ain't even going to sweat it. Also, Jones says, I don't have any exes that I wouldn't speak to. We meant what we said when we broke up. I hear that. But do you have any exes that you consider to be your enemy? I don't have any exes that I would consider to be enemies. That would be a problem, honestly. That would be a problem. Cal says, at Omar, I told you to get the steri strips. It looks like you needed a stitch or two, hard-headed. Next week, when my shit is fully healed, you will eat those words like you'll be eating turkey. Cranberry sauce. Dressing, gravy and shit, pie and shit. You'll eat those words. You'll be like, that boy healed like a salamander when you cut his tail off. It grew back. You'll see. Emily says, what color is your shirt? Well, what color does it look like, my little colorblind girl? Tell me. Robbie Mink says that, Carol, you can't tell the boss what to do. Thank you, big sis, Robbie Rob. Thank you. Please put Carol on to the fact that you can't boss your boss around. I run you. You don't run me. You do what I say, yeah, and you'll see that everything works out the way it should. Everything is going to be all right. It's all good. I'm your boss, B-O-S-S, and we don't go through that bullshit, no mess, and you don't test me, and you don't talk back, well, you might talk back, but you know how to act, you know the deal, y'all, you know the deal, y'all, 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 yo, don't matter how really everybody feels, y'all. Emily says, because on IG, it looks orange, but here it's red. That's why I asked. It's red. You need to fix your phone. This joint orange like a motherfucking mine. It's orange in a motherfucking mine. Matter of fact, on screen it's oranger and brighter than it is in person. Cal talking some. Whose side are you on? Don't worry about it. My little employee. Everything is gonna be okay. I was trying to see where the color was messed up at. Okay. So, yeah. The way that your friends see you and the way that your enemies see you. Let me ask y'all this. Have you experienced a big difference? Like, have you seen firsthand the differences between the way that your friends see you and the way that your enemies see you? Have you ever been in a position where you heard your enemies judging you, when you heard your enemies saying or giving their perspective on something that you've done or the way that you are, or give their opinion on you, and were they telling the truth or were they lying? Did you find that there was some truth in what they were saying? You know what I mean? It may not have been all the way true, but did you find that there was some truth in what they were saying, or was it all outright hating ass lies? And your friends, when you heard them talk about you or express the way that they felt about you, did you felt like they were always giving you the benefit of the doubt, or were they embellishing a little bit, or were they actually excusing some of the things that you did when they probably should have? They probably should have been a little bit more cautious or a little bit more disciplinary, helpful to you. Like, do you have the type of friends that will tell you, like, listen, I'm going to have to check you on this because what you did wasn't right, or what you're doing ain't right, and I wouldn't be your friend if I allowed you to keep going on that way? Or do your friends reinforce everything that you want to do, like it's all good and that you're all crew and what one person does, everybody does? Is it that type of situation? You know, because if you know that somebody loves you to the point where they would never tell you anything bad about yourself or your behavior, then you really can't trust their judgment, can you? Carol Chamberlain says, wait. Emily talking about something. Carol, put in your 2 weeks notice. Good luck with that. Carol says, I want my employee of the month bonus, and I want it now. Well, first, let's see how you do this month. You still got at least 10 days left of this month. And I need to go to HR to make sure that you even signed on in the beginning of this month. You may not be able to get a 30-day evaluation until January. But we'll look into it. I'll have the people come and check you out. You know what I mean? But one thing is for sure, judge not, or you should be judged. You shall be judged yourself. Judge not unless you're me. If you're Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the R, you gavel these niggas. Gavel these niggas. Daily Go Get Them is a show. the way that your enemy see you and the way that your friends see you. Y'all can call into this show. If this topic is coming down on you and you feel some kind of way and you want to have something to say, well, hey, I'm allow you to do it. You know how it goes down. You can call into the show now. And y'all know the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. I said 319-527-6199. I said 319-527-6199, baby. Give me a call. Come on through. Give me your ring. Do whatever you want. Yo, do your thing. Uncensored show. Express your passion in any fashion. We will not give you a tongue lashing for expressing yourself today. It's the Daily Go Get a Medicine Show. Yo, say what you say. Okay. Can I talk about something? Robin, he a slave boss. Work you to death and don't want to pay you. Shaking my head, I should quit. Where you going to live? Anyway, Isel Jones says, I worked with people for years and I thought it was all love. They only see me as a co-worker. Is that a bad thing? That's funny you should bring that up. Because that's exactly how I look. Motherfucking bitch. Fuck. Damn it. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Damn it. Durr out.
You got me zoning, babe.
Like I was saying, I sell. Is that really a bad thing? Because I tend to look at the people I work with as coworkers too. Shoot, I've been told by people I shouldn't even look at them as coworkers. I've been told that some people I should just look at as colleagues or people who work for me. And I'm like, well, I don't own a company, so I don't think anybody works for me. But one thing is for sure. I don't know about the whole family thing because I know they don't look at me like family. They don't look at me like family. So I'm like, coworkers is cool with me. Because when you think about it, when you got the job, maybe you didn't know anybody, but maybe you did know some people. Maybe you got a referral from somebody that you did know and they put you on. Got you the job and everything like that. So y'all might have been like tight family when y'all started working there, like from the very beginning. But what if it's not like that? So it's interesting that you put it that way. I think coworker works for me. But you said you thought it was all love. Well, how would it be all love at the job, really? How would that all love work? But even with that, that's, I guess my definition of an enemy is somebody that I don't want any dealings with, somebody who doesn't want any dealings with me, somebody that I'm not cool, somebody that I would never call a friend. And one thing is for sure, I don't have any enemies that used to be my friend. Historically, I don't have one person that I've ever considered to be an enemy that I considered to be a friend before. So I don't have that type of betrayal, that story of betrayal. I don't have that in my repertoire, and I'm thankful for that because I don't want that. You know, I've heard it said that friends can become enemies, and I've also heard that your worst enemy is normally somebody who used to be your friend because they knew everything about you. I'm looking at it like, no, they were never my friend. I only thought they were. They were always my enemies because if what you know about me will ever come out negatively because we're not as close as we used to be, you're not a friend that I ever wanted to be associated with. You're definitely not my kind of people friend. Because I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing that shit. If me and you hung out, or if I knew things about you that I knew were of a sensitive nature, just because we ain't cool no more, I'm not telling that shit. I'm certainly not going public with it. Nah. To me, that's just sucker shit. I can't deal with that. But people do it, and a lot of people think that it's okay to be that way. Oh, you want to front on me? All right. Wait till such and such find this out. People stand by it. Not me. No, no, no. Carol Chamberlain says, I think the way your friends see you is real. Your enemies see you through the eyes of others and their opinion. You don't think that your friends see you through the eyes of their opinion? You sure? Mm-hmm. Could it just be like a very good opinion? Would they say, friends don't let friends drive drunk? Yes, the fuck they do. They let them drive drunk. They let them ride drunk. They'll drive them drunk. They'll let them get on planes drunk. Trains drunk. Buses drunk. Walk home drunk. Friends will say shit like, he a grown man. She a grown woman. I can't tell her what to do. That's not what they'll say next day. The next day when they come to identify the body, though. Show husband says, you got up to get the alcohol and you could have washed your hands when Yippee were up. You better save that alcohol. I'm good. Unless the alcohol kills the germs quick. When you wash your hands, you got to wash your hands for like 20, 30 seconds. Got that kind of time? Robin Ming says, at the job, it's snakes, backbiters, gossiping. It sure is. But as you can see, Rob, people have different experiences at different jobs. For some people, the jobs are where they find all of their friends. And for some people, their jobs is where they find all of their enemies, I guess. I can't really say that for sure one way or another. But I will say this. I have made friends and enemies at almost every job I've been on as an adult. As a young boy, that wasn't the way it was. Nowadays, when you get in a position a little bit higher than you were, or a little bit a higher position than the average employee, the hate is going to come. Somebody's at my door. Hold on. What the hell is going on with that? My big sis coming over here. She like, she nothing the wiser. Like, I'm just coming here to see my mama. I'm like, Like, you ain't the Amazon man? You ain't bringing no packages? Should have made it get on camera and prove herself. Okay. Captain Chamberlain says, not the opinions of others, Omar. Okay. Robbie Ming says, he never noticed that when he put the alcohol on his hands, it didn't burn his cut. It did. It burned a little bit. But I know that's the good burn. That's the good burn. Plus, I ain't no punk. I ain't going to be like, I ain't no punk. No, I ain't. I ain't no punk. I ain't no bitch. Hey, you, Crystal.
You better tell him. Tell him. My daddy ain't no bitch. Right?
Tell him. I ain't no bitch.
That stupid look. Any other time,
you know what?
Yeah.
So as it says, Crystal got up to get the door too. Yeah. And look, Carol, I'm talking about something. Crystal is the watch cat. I'm talking about something. You trying to convince us or you? Hush. That's you know what? I don't care. I'm not firing you. Not working nowhere else. And you're not collecting unemployment. So, it's all good. Tell Annette, today was a no call, no show. We all know how that protocol goes, right? No, but seriously, the way that your enemies see you and the way that your friends see you sometimes can be a little jaded. I mean, all of us have loved somebody so much that we knew that they were sensitive. We knew that they were fragile. So sometimes we wouldn't tell them the things that they probably needed to know. Sometimes we wouldn't be totally honest with them about some of the things that they did. Like on some real shit, when I was drinking, nobody told me I had a drinking problem. They didn't straight up say it. They didn't. They didn't suggest an intervention. It's not that they didn't care. It's not that they didn't care about me. But they were like, well, you know, he ain't really hurting nobody, or I'm just saying what they may have thought, or he'd be all right. Yeah, he'll pull it together when it's time, whatever. But yeah, when you know somebody that you deal with, somebody that you care about, somebody that you love, when you know that, you know, they got a fragile heart, you ain't trying to make it any more fragile. More than likely, if you're their friend, you're just trying to make them comfortable. Like, that's my people. You know what I mean? You got something to say about her or him, that you saying something to me, and believe me, I'm going to defend them to the end because they good people. We don't know who the fuck y'all are. We don't know how y'all do, but I do know them, and you ain't going to say shit about them. And because that person is a saint, that person is the shit, that person is my friend, that person is my love, that person, the person is loyal as fuck, and that person, the person to look out for you, that person, the person that will always come through, the person sticks with me like glue, that person is all everything that you're not, and you fuck around with them and you will get shot, and we'll all roll on you and stop your bum ass out, and I ain't trying to hear that bullshit that's so down. T. Carry Wright is all up in the place. It's good to see your face, no doubt, no space. Carol says, sometimes you have to let people deal with it in their own way. You can sometimes make it worse. See, your enemy's not worried about making it worse. Your enemy sometimes would... It's fucked up when you're in a position where your enemies may be the only ones that tell you the truth. And honestly, even if they're not your enemy, but let's just say that there's somebody who don't really care for you,
don't really like you, don't really rock with you like that. They don't bang with you like that. Sometimes that might be the very person that you need to go and get advice from. Sometimes that may be who you need to get advice from. Because one thing is for sure, people who don't like you and your enemies, they pay attention to what you do. They got their eyes all on you. They analyzing it. And yeah, they might be hating, but you can best believe you're going to get a more objective truth from them. Well, I shouldn't say objective, because they may, if they're irrational and they don't like you, they may not give the honest truth, but they're not going to give you the flowery truth. They're not going to give you that type of truth that is just for your own benefit and nobody else's. So if you ask your enemies or you ask people who don't like you about something that you may be on the fence about what you're doing, like let's say you've been wondering how good you are, basketball, football, whatever. Ask people who don't like you what they think. Sometimes they might tell you the truth. Like, yo, your handle ain't shit, but your shot is all of that. Or reverse, you can't shoot worth shit, but your inside game is like Shaq. Still score your, still gonna get your 30 points, still gonna get your assists. So no, you're not the best, but your size and your tenacity gets you over. Shit like that. You slow as molasses, but you'll shoot motherfuckers' eyes out. Shoot they lights out all day. Water, 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 all day. Can't dribble worth shit. Can't maneuver. Ain't got no left hand. And you left-handed. So you ain't got no right hand either. You know? Your enemies might tell you that. Your friends might not. Your friends might tell you something like, well, nah, your game is all that. Your game is all that. You be killing them out there. Like, they may not tell you certain things that you need to know in order to improve yourself. Especially if you have that type of friendship where they figure that it's just a party time friendship anyway. When I see you, I see fun. I see you, I see fun. I see you, I see fun. I see you, yo, I see fun. But your enemies, they I see you. They want to see you in the I see you. Yo, your enemies, yo, I see you. No, they want to see you in the I see you. The enemies, yo, they see you. They want to see you in the I see you. They don't want nothing good to come about your skill, but tell you the truth about how you are, they will. They may not tell you nothing that will help, but sometimes when you build that bond between you and yourself, I mean, between them and yourself, sometimes when you go to people who you don't like or who don't like you and ask them for something, for things, sometimes that bridges a gap. And you wind up finding out that maybe they weren't your enemy so much. And maybe they didn't dislike you so much. You never know. You never know. Cheryl Hudson says, some people view other people as friends. However, the other people don't view them as a friend. So you think that you're friends with somebody, and that other person like, nah, they're just associate. I don't know that motherfucker. Or they straight say, nah, I don't fuck with such and such like that. They are not my peoples. You thinking that y'all, just like Ansel was saying, I'm thinking that it's all love. I'm thinking that it's all crew. I'm thinking that we all fam. You see how they do? Emily says, Cheryl, I see and hear that regularly. I'm looking like,
Didn't you just say, Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Ogetimism Show. The number is pinned at the top if you didn't see. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. It's the Daily Ogetimism Show. And we are talking about the way your friends see you, the way that your enemies see you, the way that your friends see you, and the way that your enemies see you. What you know? Cherry is all up in the house. Cherry, how you feeling? I'm saying, glad you're coming out. I hope you feel a lot better today. And I hope that recovery is the only way that you're on. Yo, how you feeling? How you? It's Cinderella Day today. Well, it's a woman day today with fame. It's Cinderella Day today. Well, it's a woman day today with fame. Well, I saw when you wrote that you're listening. I hope that you're only listening because, you know, you're trying to rest up or you're busy or something like that. I hope you're not only listening because you're too tired to even type. I hope you're doing them steam treatments, Dana. Do the steam. Do the steam. Please. This shit works. Do the steam. But we're still praying for you. We're still looking out for you. We're still holding out hope. And I know that it's going to be okay. I know that it's going to be all right one way or another. Yeah. Let me just. And people wonder why I roll solo. And Cherry said it hurts. Damn. What hurts? The steam? Okay. You just do the steam now? All right, that's what's up. Do the steam. Do the motherfucking steam. You know what I mean? Keeping yourself well ain't easy all the time. Sometimes preventing sickness can actually make you feel sick, or it can make you feel hurt. It can straight up physically hurt. Yeah. This virus, this shit is this is a nasty little thing, but you kind of have to let it run its course, kind of. But I don't want that to be the end-all, be-all. I don't want that to be I don't want that to be the thing that stops people from taking care of themselves. Also, remember that if you're going to take any type of pills or whatever, pain pills, take acetaminophen. They say that ibuprofen, like Motrin and shit, is not good for it. They say that the Tylenol is good for it. Anything that has acetaminophen in it, the pressure in your nasal cavity, it gives you a headache. Yeah, that steam will help that a lot. Because once the steam gets in your nose really, really good, your nose is going to start to run, and it's going to loosen up that shit in your lungs or whatever. That's what you want to do more than anything else. You want to prevent that shit from attacking your lungs all crazy. You know what I mean? You want to prevent that shit from attacking your lungs. You know what I'm saying? So, as we're talking about the way your friends see you and the way the enemy see you. See, if we wasn't your friends, we'd just be like, put it in God's hands. But because we're your friends, we like, nah. This is what you, look, we going to do something. We going to attack this shit proactively. We ain't going to Donald Trump this shit. Fuck out of here. All right. Okay. So, the way your friends see you, the way your enemies see you. You know, some people avoid their enemies like the plague. And some people go and try to make friends with their enemies, or what they call keep their eyes on their enemies or keep their enemies close. Not survive any of that bullshit. There would be no keeping enemies close. There would be keeping enemies away. Far, far away. Oh, so far. Far, far. Like, they get no love. But there are times and places where you have to deal with your enemies. There are times and places and situations where you may have to be in the presence of those who don't like you, who you don't like, or who you really detest, despise, can't stand, have no love for. No love and no like. So, you kind of have to make a decision beforehand about how things are going to play out. But when you're the type of person that has to hear from your enemies in some type of way, like let's say you work at a job and unfortunately some people that you really, 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 really don't like work at your job and they are your equals or either they're above you. So you have to deal with them during the time that you work there. There's no way around it. No way around it. So you're going to have to listen to their perspective. And speaking of that, let's do that. Most of us have probably had a supervisor or a manager that really didn't like us at all. What kind of evaluation did they give you? What kind of evaluation, that annual evaluation, what kind of evaluation did they give you? That supervisor, that manager. You know, many people have left the meeting room after their evaluation pissed off. Because it has an effect on your bottom line. Annual raises, bonuses, shit like that. So you get a bad annual review, you'll be pissed. It can also have an impact on whether you'll be able to keep your job. If it's bad enough. You got written up 2 times last year. And you got a shitty ass review. Well, how long do you think this pattern is going to be allowed to go on this way? Probably not a lot. TK writes on some keep your enemies closer. Shit. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll keep my enemies in close range. Good advice there, T. Carry Wright. Add peppermint oil or tea tree and orange peels to your steam water. Word up. Emily says, Taki, that's like keeping negativity close, and that would be a no if I know that they're toxic. Well, I don't think Taki was saying to keep your enemies close. She was saying, because she got it in quotes, keep your enemies closer. So, you know, they say keep your friends close, to keep your enemies closer. It looks like that's what she was talking about. If I had to guess. TK Wright says, no, it's not, Emily, because keeping them close doesn't mean engaging them. Well, no, I don't agree. But I don't think that you should keep them close in any way. They should not be able to see you or have access to you. If you have enemies, they shouldn't be able to access you. They shouldn't have your home number, your private. They shouldn't be able to reach out and touch you. But if it's at your job, just like I said, you might get your annual review. What would they say about you? How did they let it go down? How'd it go down? You know what I mean? Did you leave your review like? After you got your review, like, Fuck that bitch. Spit. Yo, I get this fucking job, everything I got and shit. You gonna give me that fucking bullshit ass review. Everything I did for this motherfucking company. Fuck all y'all. Was it like that? Or was it like, I know I'm gonna go out there and get this raise now. I was bitching about asking for that raise. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Let's say your review has like a point system. So the highest point that you could get was a 5. But you have a supervisor that won't give you any more than a 3. No matter how much you excelled in that one area. So it could be customer service. It could be attendance. Whatever, they won't give you a fucking 5. They keep giving you a 3. The highest you got was a 4. And that was on attendance because they couldn't take that away from you. But because they couldn't take it away from you, how did you get a 4? Oh, because one day you took a vacation day. That's not a chargeable. Yeah, but you took a vacation day because you didn't have any personal days left. You get a 4. You deserve the 5. And you might be the type to sit there and argue about that shit. But the reason that they didn't give you a 5 may or may not have been because they were your enemy. But you know if they were your friend, they wouldn't have done that shit. Probably not a good idea to have your supervisor or manager be your friend, your personal friend. But people do it. Conflict of interest, straight up and down. TK Wright says, I can reach out and touch them, not the other way around. I disagree. Emily says, I just unfriended so many people on social media, some I've been knowing for 30 years. Shoot, you've been knowing them for 30 years. You don't need them on social media. You come to your mama house. They'll find you. Those were enemies pretending to be friends. Well, all right, let me ask you this then, Emily. What does it take to be your friend? And what does it take to be your enemy? Even if you don't talk about it here, just think about it. And I'll tell y'all this. I pray every night that I don't mistake my friends for my enemies and don't mistake my enemies for friends. Hey, how about that Donald Trump Jr.? Got the Rona. Will he emerge in 3 days like his dad? Will he get Regeneron and emerge from the sickness in 3 days and be like, yeah, man, the Rona ain't all that. Or will he be sick as a dog? He's sick as a dog. Will he be sick as a dog? He is sick as a dog. Sick as a dog. Sick, sick as a dog. Sick as a dog. Sick, sick as a dog. Sick as a dog. No, sick as a dog. Yeah, he's sick. Donna Jr. is sick. Donna is sick. Donna, he's so sick. Yo, what's up with Eric? Can we get him sick too? What's up with Eric? Can we get him sick too? I know karma's going to come and get me, but he's going to get the motherfuckers too. Yo, and if he gets the motherfuckers first, I hope that they get it much worse. Yeah, I ain't worried about it. Fuck the motherfuckers. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. It goes like that. It goes like that. TK Wright says, I have all of their info. They don't have mine. Well, how do you know? How do you know? Shoot, enemies do shit without info. For real, for real. Let's just call it a difference in philosophy. I want all my enemies in Asia while I'm in America. I used to say on the West Coast while I'm on the East Coast, fuck all that. Let them motherfuckers be over there in Singapore while I'm chilling here. Taiwan, Thailand, I don't give a fuck. Somewhere where I'm not going to visit anytime soon. Maybe never. Carol Chambers says, they all got it and thought it was a joke. Well, if they dad really had it, they knew it wasn't no joke. Not with the treatments he had to get. Emily says, first of all, Trump Sr. didn't have it, in my opinion, and we will see. Well, I'm with you on that one. I'm not 100% convinced that he had it either. I got you on that, Emily. I certainly do. Yeah, that shit seemed fishy as hell to me. I think he really thought he was going to be able to get sympathy and favor for the election by acting like he had the Rona. Well, I believe that Donald Trump Jr. has it for real, because that shit ain't going to get you. No, none of the votes matter now. Robbie Robinman says, and the oldest member in the Senate, he has it too. Yeah. Yeah. If they don't get it, they both lying. I'm just saying. So, the way your friends see you, the way your enemies see you, the way your friends see you, the way your enemies see you. Yo, let me tell y'all something, man. First of all, let me tell y'all something. I'm sick. I'm sick of these motherfucking scamming ass Africans. I don't have nothing against Africans per se, but I'm tired of these scamming ass Africans. You know what I mean? Trying to shit on motherfuckers. Let me tell you, I had to block somebody today that I didn't know. And this is how it went. They inboxed me. Some, hello, how are you doing? Whenever they say hello, how you doing, and they ain't never inboxed you before, you don't know them from a can of paint. I'm like, oh, you've been on my friends list for a minute, but you ain't never say shit, and all of a sudden you come through with the bullshit. So they came through with the hello, how you doing. I didn't respond to it. Then they put up 3 question marks. 3 hours later, so I put up 2 question marks. Like, so they talking about something. What you doing? I said working. What are you doing? She put NM. I guess that means never mind. And then she says, can you do something for me? Now, mind you, there's a picture of an American and all of that shit on the profile and all of that. So I'm like, they do this shit all the time. That's why when people be posting all them selfies, not a good look. And that 5 looks channel, I'm challenged, not really a good look. Because scammers can get all your shit with different looks, everything. Past pictures. Anyway, she said, or he said, I want to get into my Facebook on my new phone, but it's not letting me. I'm only on Messenger. I want you to help me receive a code. Facebook will send you a code, and you send it to me so that I can get in. Can you do it for me? What the fuck does she think? I'm a fucking dummy. Messenger is not even a private service anymore. It's Facebook Messenger now. So you can't have Facebook activated without having Messenger activated, and vice versa. You know how, like, before you would just be able to go to the Play Store or to the App Store and get Messenger, even if your Facebook wasn't up. Can't do that no more. It's all Facebook. So I'm like, I'm not giving you my fucking phone number. Who is you? That's number one. Number two, I was like, look at this new scam. Send a code to your phone. That shit would probably be a straight clone. So so I didn't even respond to that bullshit. Then she said, text me your number. Then, are you ready for this? Because I didn't respond to none of this shit. She wrote, fucking cunt, and had two middle fingers. I said, do we have a problem? And this bitch, or this nigga, said, just text me your number. I wrote, the fuck no. And then I went to her profile, or his, and I blocked him, or blocked her. I blocked them. It's a total machine. I blocked them. Understand, y'all mean? I blocked them. I don't like to block, but I do that shit. I ain't curious enough to find out what the fuck else is coming behind that. I've learned the hard way not to let my curiosity, you know, allow me to let motherfuckers hang around. And that's how I feel about my enemies. No, y'all not hanging out. There's nothing for y'all to do here. Holla back. Fuck out of here. Just text me your number. What do you think you're talking to? You know, you can still have Facebook on your tablet or your laptop. Emily says, should have asked if you look like Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. Carol Chamberlain says, why would they send you a code and not them? First of all, for Facebook to have sent me a code, they would have had to have done it from my phone number. So how would they associate a code for them with my phone number? See, a lot of people don't be down with these scams these days. I get it. But we're not guan for it. Fuck out of here. I don't know, yo. But that wasn't even my enemy. I don't know who that was from a can of paint. Matter of fact, it normally says how long we've been friends on Facebook. Let me see how long we were friends on Fool's Book. Now I blocked her, blocked whatever. It's not really showing up, but that's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Hey. But yeah, so the way your friends treat you, the way your enemies treat you, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Emily says, after blocking you, they may not see it. Yeah, they can't see nothing after you block them. But I said what I had to say before I blocked them. Add to the block list. Block list kind of long. DK Wright says, you can give friends, family, get the codes when you're locked out. Oh. I bet you can't get it if they tell you to just give me your fucking number. PK Wright says, but I'm wondering how cunt and favor go together. Like I said, if that was a female profile, why would they call me a cunt? And who, what black person do you know uses the word cunt? 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 Like, that's not offensive. Not to black people, like, cunt. Don't be white cussing at me. Cal, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. Uh-oh, she says, I gotta get a TB test reading. Okay. All right, be careful. You be okay now. You may make sure you wear your PPE. Make sure that you got on your mask, wear gloves. Maybe you should get the face shield, too. Not a bad idea. But be careful. Please, please. I can't afford to lose another employee. The way that your friends see you, the way that your enemies see you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. TK Wright says, it's offensive when they say it, but they can clearly see that I'm black. So how would it offend me? I'm black. Fucking cunt. Fucking cunt, yo. That's what it said. Fucking cunt, yo. Like, what? I never. Mm-hmm. Coming on through. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 21st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Because they are S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T because they S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are. Number one out the box, Daphne R. Page, turning 54 years old today. I like the name Daphne ever since Scooby-Doo. And also Betty Whitted, turning 51 years old today. And Carolyn Holmes, turning 49 years old today. And Ernest Edwards, happy birthday to you, brother. And Timothy Morganfield, happy birthday to you, my brother. And Devin Hockaday Jr., turning 36 years old today, my brother. And Dorothy Scott, happy birthday to you. And go get her, my girl, Same Rather. Happy birthday to you, Same Rather. And Stone Crawford FX, happy birthday to you, my girl. Shanice Truesdale, turning 36 years old today. Happy birthday. Yay, yay. And also, comedian Jermaine Jones, happy birthday to you, turning 37 years old today. And go get a Nina La Taylor. Nina La Taylor. Happy birthday to you, Nina. Kansas City all up in the house. And Charlene Moten Jackson. Happy birthday to you. And Sandra Howe Forney. Going all the way back to the Blog Talk days. Happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, turning 40 years old today. Bow, 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 bow. My man, Alan Ellison. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious November 21st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up Well, don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Yeah, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Yeah, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, the way your friends see you and the way your enemies see you is always going to be a little bit different, but you can still tie those things and work it out, unpack it, and do the best that you can. Ultimately, we all have to listen to the voice of reason, and hopefully the voice of reason is the voice of love and the voice of good intentions. It's not always there on both sides. Sometimes it's not there even by your friends because, you know, they may be footloose and fancy free. And sometimes your friends don't want you to get ahead of them. Just keep it a buck. Doesn't mean that they don't like you, and it doesn't mean that you're their enemy. Doesn't mean that. But it can mean something, and it's going to mean something. It's going to mean something. It's gonna mean something, be all right. It's gonna mean something. You got it like that tonight. I. Everything is gonna be okay today. So, with that being said, I want y'all to have a great day today. There will be a Legacy of a Nation show tonight, but I haven't gotten the notification about what the topic is gonna be. So, I can't tell y'all what it's going to be, but it's going to be something dope. So, check out the Legacy of a Nation show tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199, or log on blogtalkradio.com/sun752. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that y'all share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. See y'all tomorrow at 11. Y'all have a good day today. And with that said, Blog Talk, I get back, I holler back. Yo, it's like that. And for my youth,